Sup guys, Amir Fazeli here from Adonis Athletics, where the strong belong, and this is Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes. We are going to talk about the frequency of training a muscle group, and how frequent can you train certain muscle groups? More importantly, touching on the frequency of certain muscle groups and some facts about them that may actually surprise you. So, amongst our clientele at Adonis Athletics, we don't just get strength athletes, we don't just get powerlifters, we don't just get, football players and other athletes that come for whatever performance goal they may have. We also get recreational level sort of everyday athletes, if you want to call them that, who just want to build a better body, look better, and pursue aesthetic training and, sort of like bodybuilding, in other words, right? And so a lot of these people that come to us come from a more sort of old school understanding of bodybuilding training, where a muscle group is trained usually once a week, maybe twice, and that's what they're used to, right? Like a chest day, a back day, leg day, etc. Whereas the way we write our programming is based very much off of research-backed scientific sort of evidence, alongside with anecdotal findings through time, through my own experience, through the experience of our other coaches, and things that we know and have gathered over time, right? So not just proven research out there, but also experience over the years. And we combine the two, and we build our programming and we do our coaching based off of that. And so because of this, you'll find that our bodybuilding programs, for example, tend to be a little bit unorthodox sometimes in the way that they're set up. Unorthodox, not to us, but to somebody who's come from a very traditional bodybuilding sort of body part split of training a muscle group just once a week. And so because of these scientific or, research-backed evidence that we apply to our programs, we often get certain discrepancies to what people are used to. And one of those discrepancies is where a muscle group is sometimes maybe trained 2 days back-to-back, or maybe it's trained three or four times in the week. And, the person will ask the question, oh, what's going on here? That looks odd to me. Why are we doing biceps 2 days back to back? Why is there, side delts getting worked 2 days back to back? Is that normal? Is that a typo? And the answer is, it's definitely not a typo. That is put in there deliberately. So certain muscle groups can be trained more frequently through the week than other muscle groups. And there are a couple of things that influence frequency of training a muscle group. One of those things is how strong somebody is, how experienced somebody is as a lifter. That definitely affects the frequency and the total overall volume that somebody gets within a week. How demanding a lift is on the body also influences how often that lift gets trained. But one of the things that influences the frequency of training is how much disturbance a particular muscle can undergo. We're talking about bodybuilding training here, right? So not talking about so much powerlifting or strength sports. We're talking purely just hypertrophy training, bodybuilding. So the amount of damage you can do to the muscle and the amount of disturbance you can cause to the system for that muscle group is also going to heavily influence how often you can train that muscle group. So for example, something like the quads, if you're going to train them properly, you're going to train them heavy, you can only train them maybe twice a week, right? I'm talking about like proper training. If you're, on the other hand, talking about a muscle such as the delts, specifically the side delts, you can train a muscle group like that almost every day, depending on how much volume you're giving it per day. I mean, of course, if you're doing 8 hard sets in one day, you're not going to be able to train it again the very next day. It hasn't fully recovered. But what happens is every muscle group or every movement that you train has a certain recovery and adaptation cycle, a recovery and adaptation rate. So basically what that means is it recovers from the stress, from the stimulus that you just gave it at a certain rate. And that is heavily influenced by how much work that particular muscle group can actually undergo, how much work it can actually do. So for example, off the top of my head, 3 muscle groups that can be bashed on a pretty regular basis and be able to recover fairly quickly is the biceps, the side delts, and the traps. One of the reasons for this is firstly their muscle fiber makeup. So these muscles typically are made up more of slow twitch fibers. So they by nature recover faster. They are more resistant to fatigue, and when they do fatigue, they recover faster. But also the other factor, and probably a more important factor, is that they, because of the way that they are positioned and where their origin and insertion is, they cannot undergo a lot of, they do not do a lot of work in the sense of their leverages and how they contract. So they can be worked very regularly. And because of their poor leverages the way that they work, they cannot often move a lot of weight. They cannot shift a lot of weight. So an example is the side delts. If you were to do a side delt isolation movement such as lateral raises, you can't do a very, you know, significant, really heavy weight for you to be able to disturb that too much. Certainly not as much as what you could do, say, for example, in a press or in a rowing movement or in a squatting movement. And that's why something like delts, if the volume is regulated well, it can be trained almost every day. That's not to say that you should train it every day, but it would recover that fast. And you know, that reminds me, it makes me think back to a video that I came across with C.T. Fletcher. And I remember he used to say in that video clip, he used to say, everybody thinks that you can't get whatever it was, like, say, you know, 30-inch arms, but I'll tell you how I got them. I used to go to the gym, and every single day, I used to train the biceps. And, you know, a lot of people listen to that, and they think, oh, this is just bro science, or he's just talking shit, he's just making it up. There's no way he would have done that because you can't recover, blah, blah, blah. But it's plausible. It makes sense. Something like the biceps, by nature, has poorer leverages compared to other muscle groups. And because of the way it's built and it's a muscle fiber makeup, it can be trained more often than a lot of other muscles, almost every day, in fact, depending on how hard you smash it every day. And he will be able to recover and grow from that. Now, admittedly, CT, as great a man as he is, as much of a legend as he is, probably was enhanced somewhat as well during those times when he did manage to squeeze a bicep session in every day. But that's beside the point. It still makes plausible sense for you to be able to train a smaller muscle group, a weaker muscle group, in isolation at a much more regular frequency than other muscle groups. And so because of this, we need to step away from more traditional thinkings of bodybuilding training, where muscle groups are isolated and they used to be trained just once a week, and start thinking that certain muscle groups can be trained twice and other smaller muscle groups can be trained 3, 4, even 5 or 6 times a week and still be able to recover and still be able to grow. And maybe that's what actually should be done for some of you guys listening to this, especially if you're stuck at a plateau or something like that. Perhaps the frequency of what you're training the muscle, and also therefore the volume at which you're training it, needs to be revisited. And yeah, have a look at that, and maybe that'll bring you some more size and some more results. So hopefully I give you guys something to think about. Until the next episode, this is Amir Fazeli from Adonis Athletics, where the strong belong, and this is Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.